Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I'll tell you, I had an interesting evening. I had the chance, the opportunity to be at the Sportsmen's Night Out at Marcus Point Baptist Church in Pensacola.
On purpose?
Believe it or not, on purpose.
What happened?
On purpose. Well, for those who don't know, this is a, and I'm doing my best, okay, to describe it, and I don't want to butcher it up, but it is a, what I gathered, it is, man, if you like to hunt anything, mm-hmm. I mean, this is like your place to be.
If you know how to hunt.
If you know how to hunt, like to hunt, I mean, you got to be there. And I'm not a hunter. I'm not a hunter.
Yep.
And no, I'm not.
No.
And so I happened to be visiting yesterday one of our sponsors, David Cooley. And by the way, he is the owner and operator at Auto Docks of Pensacola. Listen, this is where all sick cars go to get well. He is the Auto Doc, a great guy, and he invited me to actually go out there to the sports. He said, "You going out to this thing?" And I said, "You know, David, I'm not the hunter." He says, "Well, you don't have to be."
Hmm.
And I said, "You know, that is absolutely right, David." And the only reason I was going is for David. We're going to hang out. I said, "All right, let's do it, man."
Right, right.
Because we were talking about getting together. He is ASC certified, Toyota certified, hybrid certified. They got certifications, you know, all over the place there. Mm-hmm. And they have a great special, by the way, $29 for an oil change, and it comes with a full vehicle inspection, something like 60-point inspection. It's free. It's included. Go see him in Pensacola. Go to VFNTV.com, and you will see on the sponsors all the ways you can, you know, locate him. So I said, "Okay, I'm going to go, David. I'll see you there." And he says, "Meet me there." So, of course, I'm thinking that I'm going to be able to meet him, you know, out at Marcus Point somewhere. And then I saw the police cars redirecting traffic. Then I saw the crowds of people walking in the middle of the road shutting down traffic. And I go, I think this is a big thing here. I don't know if I'm going to find David tonight. Asked my son, I brought my son along with me, and then my brother called me and says, "Hey, why don't you come down to this thing?" And we all wind up going. Last minute, listen, you get a barbecue sandwich, chips, and ice cream sandwiches. I mean, they feed you well. And man, I was blessed when I went out there. I mean, they had all of these, you know, stuffed deer, I guess, and bears all over the place. I mean, it was good stuff. In fact, we have a picture for you. This is what it looked like. 5,000 people was there. I mean, this place was packed.
My goodness.
Wall to wall. I sat on the steps. There was no seats.
No seats.
I sat on the steps, but that was fine with me, man. It was a whole bunch of folks in there, a whole bunch of guys up in there, and they had everything you could imagine. They were giving out these prizes, and man, I had no idea that this ticket, this little ticket, was so valuable. They were giving out these prizes.
Wow, did you have to pay for it?
It was like $5 to go. I mean, it's, you know, just that's it. You
really?
Go out there, and they were giving all these prizes out.
Look at that scenery.
It's, yeah, oh, listen. This is
log cabin walls, deer head. Look at all that.
Oh, dude, the way they staged this thing, it was, I mean, they had a...
this is no joke.
No, this is the real deal. They had a bear stuffed on the corner, had an alligator
dude,
down
there's
there.
There's a zebra skin on the ground. Look at that.
This thing was serious, and I was afraid someone was going to ask me for my hunting card, and I was going to get thrown out of there. You
Did
know
you bring
what I mean?
Your man card with
you? I'd
hang. So tell us, what kind of bow were you using, John?
Whoa,
what
was,
do you prefer, John?
I was concerned they were going to rat me out and find out, who is this guy? He is not a hunter,
right.
Because, man, it was camo and everything up in there. They were ready. I thought a deer was going to hop out. How about
did you bring
your
30-06?
I don't know what that. No, no.
That's a rifle, by the way.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Well, I learned a lot. I learned a lot, but they're giving out all of these amazing prizes, and I'm like, oh my goodness, they're giving away a deer feeder. I need one of those. Call my number. I need one of those. And they're giving out all this stuff, and guess what? My son won a prize. My son jumped. They called his number out.
Get out.
5,000 people, And he won a tree stand. I mean, I said, son, I guess we're hunters now.
You know what this means now.
What does that mean?
You take the boy hunting.
Well, you know, David with Autodocs told me he'd take me hog hunting. And,
do you have a slingshot?
No. I'll need some training. I'll need some training.
Lots of help and prayer.
Yeah, lots of help. They even gave away a hunting expedition, I think you call it, or something like that, out there in Montana, man. They had, I mean, all sorts of stuff going on. It was cool. 5,000 folks. And the featured speaker was David Morris. He has a sporting program, a hunting program. And I guess that is him. He's well known in this genre, if you will.
Arena.
I am out of my element. But I tell you, I felt like a hunter that night. I felt
did
like,
you know?
Oh, yeah. I was looking for my hat and everything. I felt good. And it was a great experience. He talked about all of, you know, his progression in his life. He grew up in Geneva, Alabama, and he said, all my life, he says, people said they wanted to shoot a deer. He said, all my life, I just wanted to see a deer. Mm-hmm. He said, I never saw a deer. I just wanted to see a deer. And he just got started with that passion, and then they started, you know, bringing in deer so they could mate and just, you know, mm-hmm. populate that area. And he started shooting deer, went to school, and before you know it, he just started an amazing business and all this type of stuff. He has a program, and he's been all over the world. Even told a story how he shot an elephant that was in 12 foot of grass that you can't even see. An elephant.
12 foot of grass.
Yes. You can't even, I mean, you can't see through it.
Is that really fair, shooting an elephant? How do you miss it?
Well, this thing, you couldn't see it. The grass was so tall. The grass is so tall in this thing. According to David, he's a professional. You're not supposed to follow an elephant into this place. But they did, you know, things you do for TV and the camera, you know. Mm-hmm. And they did, and they couldn't, all they could do is hear him breathing. And they knew he was close. And he runs something like 17 yards. I don't know if it's a few seconds. I don't know. This thing can move. I had no idea. And they couldn't see this elephant. And so long story short, something happens. They didn't know if he had tusks. I mean, you know. Uh-huh. And he says, if I can see his eyes, I can get him. If I can see his eyes, I can get him. Sure enough, it came to a point where he was able to see his eyes. All he could see was the dome of his head. And he shot him right between the eye. And he said, he says, I know that God directed that bullet. Otherwise, we'd be dead. He says, and there's other people up in the stands that saw, and they thought that they were dead. They thought that they got him uh-huh. from their position. But they took down this elephant. So he's telling us all this stuff.
Took down Dumbo.
Hey.
If you can see an elephant in the eyes, he can see you.
Hey, listen. That alone, this guy, he knew his stuff. And so he talks about he's hunt all over the world and mm-hmm. just all these different things. But what was really cool, in his talk, he says, all the stuff that I've accomplished and all these magazines and television programs. He said, I'm not a TV personality. He says, I'm a hunter that has a TV show. And he says, but that means nothing, nothing compared to my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And man, David let it rip last night. I mean, he just encouraged all those that were there that we are living in serious times and that we need to be, you know, men of prayer, people of prayer, and we need to stand for God. And he gave everyone the opportunity in there. And this is Pastor Godfrey, by the way. He's the pastor of Marcus Point Baptist Church. We want to thank him for all the stuff he's doing in the Pensacola region area. But I tell you what, I mean, they gave an opportunity for people to come find Jesus Christ as their Savior. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it was a great, great event. And I think they may make a sportsman out of me. And I mean, listen.
You have a tree stand.
I got the tree stand. My son has a tree stand.
And you have a tent.
And I have a tent. Listen, I am gathering my.
You're gathering your supplies.
Did you some camouflage, a little deer feeder?
Listen, I almost felt like I was going to win one last night. I mean, I was getting in. I need a deer feeder. I need a deer feeder.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.